La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou, 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 font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-don. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.
Rugby friends, and welcome to a new edition of the French Rugby Connection podcast with moi, Véronique Lindieu, and my lovely co-host all the way from sunny Toulouse.
It is moi, Tom Dixon. You're very kind.
Tom, what a weekend.
It's fantastic rugby. When you get wonderful weekends like that from corners you don't necessarily see coming, it is fantastic, competitive, wonderful rugby with some fantastic individual and team performances and showing us the value of the competition. And thankfully, we have South African teams involved this year to make it even spicier.
Indeed, indeed, yes. But my heart is bleeding for Montpellier.
Oh.
I have to say, you know, I have to raise my beret because they were so valiant and I think they got robbed. But
remind our listeners what the score was.
The score was 33-33.
A match nul.
Exactly. Zach Mercer received a red card by Andrew Brace at the 50th minute, which has been rescinded.
It has been cancelled. I know. Yes. But nonetheless, that meant that Montpellier had to play an entire match plus extra time minus the 50 minutes that he was on the field. So almost half the match, a man down unfairly. And it's still was a draw at full time, and it still went to extra time, and it was still a draw after full time. And all of fine margins, Veronique, fine margins, and they went home empty-handed, out of the competition.
Yeah, it was very, very cruel, to be perfectly honest. And I'm not saying that because I'm French, because I support Montpellier, because I had the lovely Philippe Saint-André as well on our podcast, I think 2 years ago. But also, you know, they got refused 3 times a try. I think it was... I felt they were hard on by, but they should leave with their head held high because they were so valiant. They were heroes on the pitch. But, and Philippe Saint-André said during the press conference, he said, "I'm not really used to say it, but the best team lost today." And obviously he was referring to Montpellier.
Do you know how many away victories there were during the 8 games of the weekend?
No, you tell me.
0. So winning away during the knockout stages of the Heineken Cup is extremely difficult and extremely rare because teams play defensively against relatively unknown adversaries. So for Montpellier to get a draw away from home really does back up Philippe Saint-André's comments. And some people are even thinking, well, if there's a draw away from home, that should be taken into account when you decide who goes forward.
Yeah, let's not forget that, you know, they were playing majority of the game with 14 men against 15 men. If Zach Mercer wouldn't have been sent out with a red card, you know, they would have won the game. But very disappointing.
Course, 1 minute before he got his red card, Zach Mercer scored a try.
Mm-hmm.
That was disallowed.
Mm-hmm.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
Hey-ho, such is rugby. And it's not always fair, but it makes for a hell of an exciting next round.
Yes. So still in the Champions Cup, we have, of course, the usual suspect, AKA, Stade Toulousain and La Rochelle, who won the Champions Cup last year.
They did, the reigning champions. But weren't they average on Saturday? Stade Rochelais 29, Gloucester 26.
Yes, and they only managed to win that game, what we call in the money time.
Yes, the last move of the match. And on the buzzer. So, yes, they could easily have not won. But
yes.
Bravo for Gloucester. Not many people go to La Rochelle. And even the mighty Stade have been unlucky at La Rochelle. They're almost unbeaten at home. And they're a team of such power and heft that it's very difficult to get past them. But Gloucester did this. They basically tore up the rule book and did no coaching and said, "Listen, lads, you go out there and enjoy yourselves. What we're not going to do is to attack them head on, forwards against forwards, in a show of strength, because we would come second by that. So keep us away from the forwards, keep it moving, live dangerously and enjoy yourselves. And that's what made it such a fantastic match. So hats off to Gloucester for being brave enough to play that game and to show us all, actually, there's a chink in Stade Rochelais' armour, that there is possibly a way you can work out of beating them by following that example.
It was, how could I say, an incredible match to watch. I think the mistake of La Rochelle was to take for granted Gloucester, which are currently sitting number 9 in the English Championship. And what a surprise. And if you think, you know, La Rochelle is currently number 2 in the top 14, they are the reigning champion. It's impressive from Gloucester and disappointing from La Rochelle. I bet Ronan O'Gara nearly had a heart attack towards the end, you know.
Well, Ronan O'Gara knows the Champions Cup like nobody else does. So we can't write off Stade Rochelais. Although they are at home to Saracens this weekend.
They are indeed. And guess what? That's the first time that La Rochelle is going to play against
Saracens. They're such massive giants of the European rugby team. If they have never met, it's about bloody time.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I think Saracens stand a good chance. Well, it can go either, every time, it can go one of two ways. Stade Rochelais could bounce back from a poor collective performance last weekend. They may get a kick from Ronan O'Gara and they may be world-class this Saturday against Saracens. Or Saracens will have noticed the chinks in the armour exposed by Gloucester and go for that relentlessly. And Saracens could fight their way through. They've got their history. They're double champions themselves. And though their squad's a little lighter than it was in the old days, before they had the salary cap gate, their squad was younger and deeper. But I think that's the most likely of the four matches to end in an away victory.
But let's talk about the Saracens. You mentioned they were double champion. No, I have to correct you here. They won in 2016 in Lyon, 2017, because I was there in the stadium cheering them on, and in 2019, so three times.
Three stars on that show.
And last week, they won against Osprey. So they ramp up because they were dominated by Ospreys. The score was 3-14 for quite a while. Max Malins, who were exceptional by scoring 2 tries. But unfortunately, the players have suffered some injuries, such as their flanker broke his arm, Filetti as well, McFarland. So yes, it's going to be a bit tough. If you look at the La Rochelle squad, that will probably be there, as well as Thomas, Sotheny, Danty, very, very good player who plays for Les Bleus, as we know. Yeah. Favre, Astoy as well, Kerr Barlow, Drit, of course, who will be captaining, you know, the team.
He's always fantastic to watch.
Yes. Avo, Antonio, who plays for Les Bleus, Bougarit, Vardy as well. So you've got about 4 or 5 players that already play for the French team. And also, I would like to highlight, there is Skelton, who used to play for Saracens, who've been playing for La Rochelle for the last 2 years, I believe 2 or 3 years. Aidan Thompson-Tringer, who was my first guest on the French Rugby Connection podcast 3 years ago, who will be sitting on a bench. So yeah, it would be interesting to see them playing against each other. I think, following your comments, I think because of their poor performance last week, I'm talking about La Rochelle, I think they will fight back.
What's interesting to look at and is very promising for us fans is that last weekend they obviously both won because it's knockout rugby, but look at how many points they leaked. Stade Rochelais, Gloucester could score 26 points against them, and the Ospreys could score 20 points against Saracens. So if their defences are this porous, we're going to have a hell of a game, I hope. So I definitely want to look out for there.
Definitely. And the game will take place at 4 o'clock in France, and the referee will be Andrew Bress. I know.
They're very good referees.
Let's put it that way. Every time they do the debriefing, they review the games, and referees are like everybody else. They do make mistakes. So I'm hoping that Andrew Brace is going to learn from his mistake. That's the only thing I will say at that stage.
Well, I'm going to be seeing my namesake this weekend.
Tell me.
Well, the referee for Stade Toulousain against the Chelsea Sharks is Monsieur Dixon.
Oh, I can see that. That's right.
No relation. I think he's a fine referee. It's especially difficult when you have players from one hemisphere against the other, because refereeing does vary. Sometimes rules vary. But I think over recent weeks, we have alluded once or twice to some teams pretty much representing their country. Toulouse with France, Leinster with Ireland, Jaguares with Argentina, Crusaders with New Zealand, and it used to be Saracens with England. I think Celts, you have to look at the captains on this coming Saturday, where mm-hmm. we've got Tony O'Bridge, Antoine Dupont captaining Toulouse, and Saya Colisi captaining the Sharks. So they are pretty. This is pretty much les coqs contre les bocs. the Blues against the Springboks.
Definitely, absolutely right.
So another way of saying it is the current world champions versus the next world champions. Because obviously the Springboks won the last World Cup and France will win the next one. Isn't that right?
Yes, and Les Bleus won in Marseille against the Bucks in November. Only just, but psychologically, it was a great, great, great win.
And the other match in the match, within the match, is the forwards training, because Stade Toulousain has Jean Bouilloux as the trainer, who is a very established ex-player. He's a fine player. And the Springboks has, as their scrum consultant, have Yannick Brew, former captain of Stade Toulousain, where he played with Jean Bouilloux, former captain of France, and now he's in training the players of the Sharks.
Which
is great for him. So there's going to be a good bit of needling there, and I suspect the crowd might get involved as well when Yannick Brew's face comes up on the screen. The other point about this match coming up is that the sometime French captain, sometimes Stade Toulousain captain, Julien Marchand, the hooker, he went off after 32 minutes in the last game with a suspected ankle sprain.
Right.
So we're not sure whether he's going to be okay for playing this weekend. Funny enough, I saw him at the end of the match last weekend. He got the little golf trolley to his car, but he hopped out and managed to drive himself home. So exclusive on-the-spot news is that Julien Marchand was able to walk a few steps and to drive. So,
as witnessed by you, is that correct?
Indeed, I do.
And I'm sure you will be at the Stade Ernest Vallon on Saturday. The game will start exactly the same time as La Rochelle against Saracen. For me, it's going to be a juggling issue because I will have to swap between the two channels. So they're playing at 4 o'clock French time, 3 o'clock English time. And I suppose you will be there as well.
I shall be at the match this Saturday, Stade Toulousain against the Chelsea Sharks. It is at the small but beautifully formed, my favourite ground, the Stade Ernest Vallon. And it's being preceded by a fine lunch at the Stade Toulousain Tennis Club, which I thoroughly recommend and ought to give us sponsorship.
Very, very good. Small and beautiful form, just like me. Anyway, let's talk about the other game. So we'll have Leinster against Leicester.
That's a nightmare for the people who have to put letters up on the screen to show who's winning.
Yes.
Because they both have L-E-I at the beginning.
Correct. We'll have Leinster against Leicester and Exeter against Stormers.
Fantastic matches, both of them. Are you going for a home win with both of them?
I think so, yeah. Especially, as you know, it's taking place in the Aviva Stadium. So they will have the crowd behind them, and they want to keep up the momentum with their wins of Six Nations. And again, Leinster is comprised of half the team, or maybe more, of the men in green.
And that will be reminiscent of France-Ireland in Dublin. And it's amazing for fans that in my small ground, this week I can watch France against Springboks, and then the semi-finals, it's going to be France against Ireland. Not entirely, because it's a club game, but you know what I mean. We're representative of the nations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, yeah, so let's not forget about the Challenge Cup.
Saturday at 1:30 French time, 12:30 English time, all French, Toulon against Lyon. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a cracker. Both are on form. Lyon have lost a few players to injury over the last few days, so I don't think they'll have the depth to carry on against Toulon and pull off an away victory. So I think it'll be a great match, but I think it's a bit unfair, but everyone has to live with injuries at this stage of the season. But I think Toulon will get that one. The other French interest is in, I don't know whether you can pronounce this town's name, in Chenecli.
I can't say. I try to. I'm not going to offend, you know, our Welsh listeners with my French pronunciation of that beautiful town in Wales. But you pronounce it perfectly because you studied that in Cardiff, so you are more familiar with Welsh language.
That's one bit I can vaguely remember from my senior years. But yeah, that's a real question about Clermont, because they're doing well and they're getting a bit stronger, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
With their new boss. I think this is his 10th match or something.
Right.
Do you think a trainer coming on the scene can make such a difference so quickly?
Do you want me to be optimistic or realistic? You know, that's
try
the
both
thing.
Sides, then you can edit the one out that doesn't win.
We'll see. Difficult to say. But anyway, it's taking place this Friday at 9 o'clock French time, 8 o'clock English time. So good game as well.
My quick word on that is that I think Urios has accepted that Clermont aren't going to be in the top six of the top 14, so won't be playing for anything domestically. So he had the chance in a short period of time to throw his resources into this competition, and he signed a chance of getting some silverware. So I think that's an understandable decision if that is it. Pro Day Deux. Colombier is moving down, but I really wish I'd been to that match. It was actually last Thursday night. Colombier hosted Mont de Marsan, and there was the most extraordinary moment of rugby skill, or football skill, to be honest, where there was a massive kick. This is our man in Mont de Marsan. A massive kick, and a young player called Leo Banos, watch that name, managed to volley it with his right foot on the left touchline. The Colombier players stopped and said, oh, that was out then. And in any case, it touched hand and foot. None of this was true. He had gone over the line and scored the most amazing, skillful, fluky try of the season. And if you can watch it on YouTube, please do. It is absolutely the try of the season for the Pro Day Deux. And the guy who scored it, young Leo Banos, Guess who he's playing for next year?
Toulouse, of course.
Toulouse, he's already signed up. He had been already, but in a funny kind of way. He's standing in, he's allowed to play for Toulouse during the World Cup as a joker and during the Six Nations next year, but he doesn't become a full player. He continues playing for Mont de Marsan, apart from that, until the following season. So good lad for him. Another star is born.
Another star is born.
So
indeed.
Pro Day Deux, this weekend, I'll be watching Biarritz versus Béziers, because they're fantastic historic giants and they'll be fighting that beautifully. And Colombier away to Nevers. Colombier will be seeing if they can bounce back after being beaten at home by Mont de Marsan.
And the classement, the ranking is currently with Oyonnax still at the top, followed by Grenoble, but then
Mont de Marsan, after their wonderful kick by Leo Banos. That was a very close game, by the way. It was. I wish I had been there. 23-26. Van, your boys are doing well. They're up into fourth position. What a time of year to get there.
Definitely.
Agen, Nevers are currently in the top six. Colombier will be looking to come up and get into the playoffs. So all is good in Pro Day Deux. It's still competitive. People are starting to see the end of the season coming. It's certainly goodbye to Massy. They are at the bottom. but there's still only 2 points in the next relegable place. So still plenty to play for.
Brilliant. Yeah. Never, ever give up hope. So you were mentioning to me earlier, you got some hot off the press rugby news.
Well, I have some dates for when you organise your subsequent holidays to France.
Oh, okay.
14 and the Pro Day d'Or are starting on the 19th of August. You may say, well, hold on, that's silly. Isn't there a World Cup? Yes, there is. They will play 3 games before the top 14 breaks for the World Cup. Pro Day d'Or aren't breaking, they play on. So those won't have any internationals in them. They'll be top 14 with the B teams, but still interesting. And the day after the World Cup final, it's Sunday the 29th of October, the top 14 starts again. So it's all just trying to squeeze everything into a year. It won't be a classic season because of all those reasons.
Yes, it's not long. And today, the new jersey for Les Bleus has been announced.
I was wondering what size to get.
So obviously it has the logo of its sponsor, which is the sports rooster, Le Coq Sportif.
Indeed.
And yeah, I'm sure we'll be ready for sale anytime soon. It's a nice one. Which jersey did you like the most? Because you've been following, the French team.
It's an interesting point. And there are 2 points, really, I've got to make. One is this is 100% polyester for €95. And it's short-sleeved, obviously. The rugby top I wore to Saturday's Challenge Cup match was a Stade Toulousain that had one star on it. So I could probably work it out probably from 2004 or something. Mm. Because it wasn't polyester, it was cotton and it had long sleeves and the weather was awful. So I wanted to wear a rugby shirt to be warm, not to be sweaty in. So I would always like the old cotton shirts than the new polyester shirts. And I can't remember them being €95 either. Also, when I look back at my rugby shirts, I don't think sponsors have been on it much at all recently. I don't think, if you remember England playing with the O2 on the chest, that was for autumn internationals, not for World Cups. And I think a lot of the French historic World Cup tops didn't have sponsors on them. So having the Coq Sportif, that's why I can live with that, is better than Altrad.
But in a Coq Sportif logo, it's more with the rooster theme.
It does, absolutely. And it may well be more a clothing company making it. If other countries are allowed Nike, then France can be allowed Coq Sportif.
But if you look at from a personal preference, if you look at the rugby jersey that have been produced, for the French team, my favorite is definitely the one that Franck Minel was wearing in 1987, which was kind of a classic, blue and white.
I'd like to go into eBay and find one, but obviously it would have to be in my size. But that was the day when they were cotton and they had long sleeves.
Indeed, but I think the issue with the cotton and the long sleeve was easy to pull a player. So the Six Nations for Women took place last weekend.
Indeed it did. And two very big scores, the thrashing by France of Ireland, 53-3.
Yes, it wasn't a big surprise, I'm afraid.
We have said this before, France and England are head and shoulders of the others. England thrashed Italy 68-5. Mm-hmm. But the Scotland-Wales match was quite close and quite exciting. And I say 22-34. It was quite a exciting match, worth grabbing the highlights from if you can. But it still leaves us in our position of saying that the real match of quality, it will be settled by England versus France on Le Crunchet on Saturday, the 29th of April, 2 p.m. There is no match next week. There's no match next weekend. They've got the weekend off. And then they're back on the 22nd of April, and then it's the following week, and the week after is the last match. So that's going on strong, but no great surprises yet, all fairly predictable.
Definitely. But one thing we'd like to highlight is that the first red card was issued during the game between Ireland versus France, issued to Anaël Dehé, who is a loose head prop. So they played the majority of the game with 14 players. So can you imagine if they would have played the full game? I mean, with 15 players, the score would have been higher than 53.
But, yeah, despite that, Ireland scored only 3 points. So what a defence.
Yes.
No tries and just a penalty.
So, Rugby Friends, I hope you enjoyed our quick summary of the wonderful European Championship Cups, which is getting more interesting, which started getting really, really interesting last weekend. Would you agree, Tom?
Exciting, unexpected, amazing to see that fantastic draw in the West Country. But I'm looking forward to the weekend. We've got French interest, will be fantastic. Stade Rochelais against Saracens, be wonderful. And some action from Toulon and Clermont. So don't go away. We'll be back next week talking about it again. But very happy with the rugby scene as it is at the moment.
Definitely. And it's quite refreshing to see the box as well. I mean, not the box. I mean, the Southern African teams at that stage of the competition.
Yes, we may come to regret it. They may be rather good and it may strengthen their international side. So, yeah. So let's enjoy it while we can.
Yes, and that would be interesting if they win the competition to see them with the Euro Cup stars, because the team that has the highest stars on its jersey, European Cup jersey, is
Let's start Toulouse.
Okay, let me check your knowledge. So which year did they get?
I can't remember. 4 under Guino Vess.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 under I can't remember.
1996, 2003, 2005, 2010, and 2021.
Magnificent. What a team.
Indeed, indeed. And Leinster, it was 2009, 2011, 2012, and 2018, followed by Saracens, which were 2016, 2017, 2019.
I don't know why you bother with these teams that only have 3 European Cups.
But, you know, well done for La Rochelle. They won their first European star last year.
Indeed.
After losing against Toulouse in 2021.
I hope that Easter Bunny leaves you lots of eggs around the garden.
Oh, no. I need to lose 4 kilos. You know,
I'm sure you don't. But, well, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking about rugby. Enjoy your rugby this weekend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou, 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 font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.